Yo, what's up everybody? Ned's here, ESP Skate Society, back in the place to be. My hometown, Oakland, California. You guys heard a few episodes back when I was talking to Jay and everything when we were here at the Rock Ridge BART station, but now I got two young rippers out here. I say young because you guys look way younger than I do. But right on, guys. What's your guys' names?
My name is John Sullivan.
My name is Alan Sanchez.
How long you guys been skateboarding?
Started skateboarding when I was 11 years old, and I'm 25 now, so like 13, 14 years? Probably, no, 13, 12 years, something like that.
Yeah, I've probably been skating for like six, seven years, like consistently, but I've always had a board by my side, whether it be like pushing or whatever. But then with this guy, I started taking it a little bit more serious, skating curbs and going to parks and stuff, and that kind of opened up a bunch of cool stuff.
Where are you guys from?
I grew up as a kid in Portola Valley, but I spent a lot of time in Redwood City. I went to high school in Redwood City, and then I moved there. My family moved there in high school, so that's where I met my friend Alan, who I'm still skating with to this day in high school, and we've been skating and jamming since.
Yeah, I'm from Redwood City as well, you know, always live there, Bay Area, you know, doesn't get better than that.
What brought you guys out here tonight?
Dude, these curbs, man, people come from far and wide just to skate these, and like they've been here forever. Like you said, you've skated them like way back in the day, you know, and like it's just a fun spot. There's curbs everywhere, you can't really get better than that.
I agree with that, and but also just say the history and years that we've been coming here repeatedly. When I lived in Redwood City, I live in Santa Cruz now. I live in Santa Cruz, but ever since we started skating seriously together, probably the last 5 years, I was in college, Santa Clara. Yeah. We would drive over here, and it was just kind of a ritual. We'd go skate a skate park, then come unwind here and have our little curb therapy session, slap some curbs and talk about life and whatnot, and it's kind of been what keeps our friendship going. Yeah.
You said Santa Cruz, is Derby still going off?
Yeah, Derby is still going off. Actually, they're just they had a proposal to expand Derby and add stuff to it without taking away from the park the way it's currently constructed. So they're not going to like alter it in any way, but they're going to add more. But people still go to Derby. I lived right next to it for a little while, and I started going more frequently. And it's a fun spot, and it's definitely done a lot for skateboarding and throughout its history.
The last time I was there is right when they added the sidewalks above it, because before it was nothing. It was just a little bowl. That's all it was.
Yep. Yeah, what's crazy is like when I started going to Derby more consistently, they already had all that stuff built, and that is a key part of the park in my opinion, because I love skating that little sidewalk section area.
Because for us, I mean, our park was the streets and here. Coming here before, it was only on that side. On that side. That was it. Just those curbs. But then as the years gone by, you guys and everybody other ripper that's come here hit this side, that side, now way over at the other side at the end of the parking lot. So, I mean, I was just sitting there watching you guys, just front side, back side, ripping it up. So I wish I could be out here with you guys, but
yeah, you are out here. I struggled with the injury. This was my first. I had my first serious injury in over 10 years of skateboarding. I mean, I've broken bones and shit, been out for months. But with the knee surgery, I was out for a whole year. And for me, like skating with my friends like Alan, they give so much stoke. You know, it gives me so much life to see these people ripping it up and having a good time. And for me, I think bringing and adding to that stoke and just being a part of it's awesome. So it was tough to be injured and on the sidelines, but what I learned through that is that even if you're on the sidelines and you're not skating, as long as you're there and you're there with your buddies, you're still part of what's going on, and that's just as important, if not more, than actually riding a skateboard. So I have a lot of gratitude and appreciation for just being at the spot, bored or not, with your friends, enjoying the moment.
What got you skateboarding?
Ooh, what got me skating? Honestly, my cousin had a skateboard and we kind of would just share it, just mess around. And eventually, I mean, I got the bug, you know. It was just skating around. Once I learned how to roll off a curb and go up a curb, that was like it. It was like, man, I just want to learn way more. Like, I want to learn how to drop in, how to grind, how to fucking flip my board. It's just totally. Like, you're like, you're itching to get other stuff done, you know, on your board. Sick.
World's your oyster. World is your oyster. And there's so much endless curiosity that comes along with it. And I remember when you got the bug, because you were always into skateboarding.
Yeah.
When we first met in high school, we became instant friends, but we mostly bonded at first over music, because we had a very similar taste in music. But eventually, Alan started just kind of coming to hang out at the skate parks, but he had more of a fondness and appreciation for skate culture than even I did. I just liked skateboarding and hung out with skaters. But his knowledge, he was like a fucking encyclopedia.
Yeah.
He knew it all. But
love letters.
Love letters. Like, he had more skate actual knowledge than I did. But he just started coming out to the park, and once he learned how to drop in and curb grind, I'd say that's when you really fucking started getting into it, going to the spots and actually skating along with us, which was fucking beautiful.
I think curbs are the best thing, because they're literally everywhere. Everywhere you go, there could be a red curb, yellow curb, green, blue, whatever you want. You can skate them anywhere, dude, and it's the same shit. If you don't know how to slap it, you can slap it any curb, skate anywhere you want, dude.
Oh, that's so true. That's kind of what, similar to Alan, it's kind of what drove me to skateboarding. To answer your question, I started skating when I was 11, because that's kind of the age you find out what you like to do. You know, some kids play soccer, some kids are part of chess clubs, some kids, you know, play basketball. I hated everything. You know, I played every team sport. When I played soccer, I scored a goal on my own team, and everybody laughed at me, and I didn't really feel like I belonged anywhere. I was just like, wow, I sucked at flag football, basketball, all that shit. And then I was like, this sucks. There really wasn't any aspect of life that involved activity, because you always had to follow a rule. And I was just not good at following instructions. And I still struggle with that. But what's cool about skateboarding is when my father introduced it to me, because he is a skateboarder and he was into it. He's like, all right, John, I'm going to bring you a skate park, see if you like it. The first time I learned how to do a kick turn and drop in, I was like, whoa, I can do something. I can actually do something, and no one has to tell me what to fucking do or how to do it. And ever since then, and ever since I had that idea of being able to develop on my own terms, the way I want to, for nobody's sake but my own and for my own enjoyment, I think that's a really beautiful thing. And again, you can just skate a curb, you can drop in a mini ramp, you can skate a bowl, but no one's going to tell you how to do it, because it's an interpretive art more than a sport. And I think that's a beautiful thing. I think that's why I still continue to do it.
See, that's awesome. I mean, that's skateboarding. I mean, we all went through the same thing. I played sports. I was on the swim team. I played ball. And it was fun because we were with your friends, but I didn't get what skateboarding gave to me. It brought me so many more friends everywhere we went, especially when we used to come here. So many different people. Sometimes you've never even seen the same person again, but you had that moment. If you guys were out here ripping, we didn't have parks back then. The only parks we had was Benicia and Derby.
Yeah,
and those were
Benicia's. The current Benicia park's really good. I went there once. Was it the one that had the bulls, or was it an older one? The first one.
Oh, there was an elbow, and then there was something that looked like a sandwich, and another one we called the Twinkie. It was better than nothing, but for us to travel from Oakland all the way out there, and it was like an all-day venture. We had to stay there all day to skate. It wasn't just go there for an hour and then come back home, because it took like 3 hours to get there. But parks all over the place now is awesome. That's what I love.
I agree. I totally agree. I feel like we lucked out, because we started skating in like the quote-unquote new golden era of skating.
Oh, yeah.
Park skating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we had so many parks at our disposal. But I'm very fortunate to skate with a lot of people who've been skating for a really long time. Like people in their like 50s or late 40s or even late 50s, come to think of it, who skated in the era where there were no fucking skate parks around. And if there was one skate park around, it probably wasn't built very well and it was lumpy. So to be able to skate and have so many parks within a fucking
so many options
20-minute radius too, you know, Redwood City, of like Newark's half an hour away, less.
Sunnyvale. Mountain View.
You know, you can. We're spoiled. We're fucking. We really are spoiled. So it's like it's kind of a sin if you have an interest in skating and you don't skate in the Bay Area. In my opinion, we have so many different ways that are user friendly to start. You know.
See, I'm glad you guys said it, because every time I talk about. I said, today's generation, the younger rippers, I said, they're lucky on how many skate parks there is. Because, like I said, we only had two, and they were a long journey. But we would go, and we would do it. If we found a pool, we'd hit it before we couldn't. If somebody had a ramp, we hit it before they got tore down. But this has always been here since... It was in the 80s when we started coming here.
You can feel it. You can feel it in the spirit. I feel like... Places that have history, even if it's like there's not as much developed stuff, when you skate it, you feel that history when you're skating it. And I know that sounds a little strange, but when I go skate Derby, I know there's not as many features as other parks, but when I go there, I can feel the nostalgia.
Dude, exactly.
Of being there. You know? Does that make sense?
You get the stoke of, you know, the history, like who's skated there, like what people have done, you know, like you've seen the videos of people skating there.
The blood, the sweat, and tears,
dude. You look up to.
Yeah.
There, and that kind of brings the stoke that I don't think many, like, other things could, you know, like, what else brings you that type of stoke where, you know, maybe, like, music, you know, you go to a venue and you're like, oh, like, all these other bands have played here before, and, like, we're here, too.
Totally.
That's kind of the same thing with skating. You're like, oh, like, this person skated this, right. You know, like.
You're kind of living through that nostalgia in a sense. And not just living through it, but you're participating. You're adding to it. You know, if you do a frontside grind at Derby, you're part
Eric
of its Dressen's history.
Exactly.
Now you're contributing something. And every substantial movement aspect of life is the history that's gone into it. And just to be a part of that is fucking precious. And that's what's cool about skateboarding. And that's why we come here. Because these curbs are the curbs. They've been the curbs. They've hosted skaters such as yourself and skaters all over the area. And now we can attribute to that as well, which is pretty awesome.
All right, man. To wrap this all up before, two more questions. Who is your favorite skateboarder? It's a hard question, but if you just had to pick one, doesn't have to be your very favorite, but one that you just love every time you see videos or if you see them ripping it in person.
Personality-wise... and overall, I'm gonna have to shout out Emmanuel Guzman, just because when I was a kid, my first skateboard was a Santa Cruz skateboard. It was an Emmanuel Guzman, and he has been a diehard part of the Santa Cruz team since I started skating, and he's still in it, fucking killing it. And every time I've met him, and from coming being a starstruck little kid to having have skated with him, he is such a kind, authentic, and down-to-earth individual and all-around ripper. So I have to give it up to E-Man. As a kid, though, style pro-wise, who I was super into style and transition skating, Christian Hosoi was fucking...
I remember that.
Yeah, I had a Christian Hosoi high tops, a Christian Hosoi setup.
Dude, Christian Hosoi board, Christian Hosoi wheels, trucks, everything.
I was just like, damn, he was my hero as well. So, yeah.
My favorite skater, easy, dude, Phil Schau, Redwood City, baby. Think skateboards, RIP, you know?
Solid.
See, those names, if I saw them in videos, I would know. But for me, I came from the late 70s all through the 80s. Like, you guys mentioned Nottis, you guys mentioned Tommy, Jim Thiebaud, Ron Allen, of course.
Neil Blender.
Everybody pretty much was in the Bay Area. We were down for... Tommy being the leader, Tommy Guerrero, he's amazing,
Rice
awesome guy.
Knights.
Yeah, BK, Mickey, Julian, all of them.
Uh-huh.
But my favorite isn't from the Bay Area, Nottis. I was a Gons Nottis. Guy until Nottis came on the scene, and I just loved his style.
Spinning on a fire hydrant, dude. Spinning on the fire hydrants.
Dude, the wall ride. When they saw that back in the day, they didn't know how the hell that shit was.
Street skate, you know, everybody gives, and I'm not trying to take away credit from Ronnie Mullen, but Ronnie Mullen invented street skating. Ronnie Mullen, I think Nottis and fucking Dressen and those dudes played equally as much of a part.
Oh, yeah.
Making street skating what it is. And their parts, like Streets of Fire and whatnot, like that was kind of like the first full-on street part. Which I think is fucking... Talk about pioneers of skateboarding. So, totally.
Well, guys, man, it was awesome to talk to you. Hopefully, it's a big world. We'll probably run into each other again, probably here. But you guys, just talking to you for these few minutes, almost brought tears in my eyes. Because saying you this, from hearing you say it, people that I don't know, that this is a legendary spot. The Rock Ridge Bar Stage and Curbs, for you guys that don't know. But and it's a mecca of skateboarding in the Bay Area because it's still here. This is the only part out of a lot of the skating stuff that you can still come to. You might get chased away. But to Oakland Tech, you can't skate that anymore. They put fences around it. A lot of the places, the Art Banks, there's a fence around it in Berkeley. The tennis courts are gone. Those banks are gone. There was some brown banks close to Lake Merritt.
This is come and go, dude. They come and go. And that's why you appreciate the ones that stay around and you tip your hat to those that are no longer around. You know, you fucking look back at the memories. But the spots that are still, you're still lucky enough to be able to skate, you appreciate it every session, you know. Regardless of how you're skating that day, it's still like, damn, I went to Rock Ridge and did one slappy, but hey, I'll take it. I was at Rock Ridge. It's cool.
But all right, everyone, that is it. Again, I'm sorry, what's your name?
John.
Allen.
John Allen. Name is Nez, brothers.
Yeah, Nez, thank you for thank your
time. Thank you. This was cool. This was awesome.
This made my night as much as it probably made yours. You know, skateboarders, we love talking about skateboarding. That's kind of my favorite thing about it is meeting like-minded folk within the community. So
Skate. Don't stop skating.
Always. Always.
Yo, that was John and Allen, two rippers I met that night at the Rock Ridge BART station. Slappy curbs, and I was sitting there watching them. Man, they were getting it in there, man, both of them. So it was awesome, man. Front side, back side, everything. So it was really cool to sit there and watch them before I actually went up and started talking to them. You guys know me, I couldn't bring my deck out because ankle is still a little beat up. Man, I remember I was pushing through the park one day and it was just like, ugh, not sure if it's really ready yet, but I'm working on it. But anyway, before we get out of here, Alan mentioned that he was in a band. And I believe he plays bass. Sorry if I mistake which instrument you play, but I'm pretty sure it was bass. Anyway, his band's got a song that's out right now. I'm sure they got a ton of songs, but this is the only one that I could find. Or he told me to check this one out, and I asked him. He said, "Is it cool if we play music at one of your tracks at the end?" He said, "Yeah, sure, go for it." But the band is called, I don't want to be mistaken. I gotta pull it back up again. I had it. Follow him on Instagram. It's if I'm saying this right, La Sombra. It's a band from San Jose, California, and they are LaSombra.noise on Instagram. I'll put their link below for you guys to check them out, and also they got a YouTube channel. So definitely check them out, man. I was looking at some of these videos, and I would love to make it down to one of their shows. But this band rocks. I highly recommend you guys check it all out. It was actually, when I was listening to it when I was driving home, man, it was getting me, like, hyped up to skate. And I just, when you hear, for me, hearing good music to just get you juiced and pumped, I was like, damn, I just, I mean, but anyway, what can you do, man? Your body's got to heal. But I'm definitely going to check them out at some point. And I want you guys to check them out as well, too. But this track is called Wall Rider, so definitely check it out. So, yeah, everyone. John, Allen, thank you guys so much. You guys rule. Thank you so much for being on the show. You two are part of the ESP Skate Society now. So it is a big world, bound to meet again. Hopefully I'll be much better so I can get some runs in with you guys. But again, thank you so much, brothers. You guys rule. And everyone, check out La Sombra. If I'm saying that right, sorry if I'm not. But definitely check out their track. And this is their track right now. And this is Wall Rider. So until next time, everyone, be safe out there and just skate.